Hi everyone, it's Dan Tallarico.
And this is Eric Silver.
Eric, you're getting off a long startup weekend, and I thought it'd be a great time to kind of talk about startups, culture.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great for me. I first started really looking at and working with startups just a few years ago in Pittsburgh, and the change has just been so dramatic in that time. A year ago, I went to Startup Weekend, there were about 80 people there. This last one, there were about 140. And I think that's really representative of how the entrepreneurial and startup culture is changing in Pittsburgh.
Now, you're originally from the West Coast.
That's right.
And you're pretty familiar with the startup scene there. How does that compare to something like Pittsburgh?
You know, I mean, so I grew up in Sunnyvale, California. And so, you know, there were apple orchards nearby, or rather cherry orchards. Now they're apple. You know, the expansion there of all the different startup companies has been incredible. But what it looked like when I was a kid is a lot like what Pittsburgh looks like now. You know, it's people who are starting to get excited about it, having enough success that they're staying in the area and then starting another one. And that kind of growth, that kind of progression is really important for a region. There's some big drivers that people talk about. You know, the idea that you don't need a geography as much with the web. But I don't think that's quite right. I think the better way to say it is that we're moving to a world where smaller bets taken faster leads to faster progress. And that is the startup. And so thinking about all regions is developing their own startup hubs.
That's awesome. Yeah, and it's great that, you know, Startup Weekend kind of exists. Can you kind of talk about, like, what did you do there?
So I was asked this time to come in and give one of the first speeches to sort of kick off the event. And the thing I liked talking about is, you know, being in a startup is really fundamentally different from being in an established business. You show up with not only the ability to change something, but with the expectation that you're going to change things. And so I just took the time that I had to talk about the things that someone could change, that, you know, change the people that you work with, change how you work with other folks, change the culture you're creating, and change the world, really, in the business and in the work that you do.
That's great. So for all the potential startups up there, get ready to change things, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Get ready to change things or get ready to be changed. I mean, I mean that's, you know, I go and say something sort of off the cuff, like, you know, we're becoming a startup world. But the truth is the rate of technological innovation is definitely accelerating. And that poses a big challenge for a lot of companies. The startup, the attacker in this environment, has huge advantages because we're able to take these experiments. You know, looking at even a space that we're in, where we're going into something like web design and hosting, you know, we're able right now to go and offer a solution that replaces thousands of hours of web design. And so folks who used to be the most agile now are finding their markets attacked. And we're able to do that just because we're not losing anything.
All right. There you have it. Thanks a lot, everyone.
Thank you.